with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. Department of Education moved to terminate nearly $1 billion in research contracts.
A federal research office that tracks the progress of America's students is being hit with almost $900 million in cuts after Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency found no need for much of its work. Industry groups say at least 169 contracts were suddenly terminated, accounting for much of the Education Department's Institute of Education Sciences work. Advocates for students say the cuts could hurt the accountability of America's education system, affecting low-income students and students of color, who historically have fallen behind their peers. Congress gave the Institute about $800 million last year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
While meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House today, President Trump gave a blunt warning to Hamas about the Israeli hostages it still holds.
I don't want two, and then we do another two in another week, and then we do four in 3 weeks. No, no. They either have them out by Saturday at 12 o'clock, or all bets are off.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday threatened to withdraw from the ceasefire unless more hostages are released Saturday. His statement came after Hamas threatened to call off scheduled hostage releases. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has signed an order restoring the name of a storied Special Operations Forces base in North Carolina back to Fort Bragg. He says Tuesday there will be more name changes coming. Hegseth is renaming it to honor World War II hero PFC Roland L. Bragg. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 123 points, the NASDAQ dropped 70. This is SRN News. Montana lawmakers reject assisted suicide.
The state Senate has voted to remove all legal protections for doctors who help people take their own life. Assisted suicide is not exactly legal in Montana, but it's not wholly illegal either, with doctors currently able to claim patient consent in court if they're ever sued. The legislation approved by the state Senate would end that. It now goes to the Montana House. Pro-life advocates say assisted suicide preys on the disabled, mentally ill, and elderly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has told the Supreme Court that the federal government no longer backs transgender minors and their families in Tennessee who are challenging a state ban on puberty-blocking drugs. The court's conservatives in December had already seemed likely to uphold the state ban on puberty blockers and hormone treatments. The formal notification of the change is the latest in a flurry of actions by the new administration. This is SRN News. In Detroit today, two young children were found dead in a car, frozen to death.
Authorities in Detroit are investigating the deaths of two children who likely froze to death in a van outside a casino. Police say they had been living in the vehicle with their family for a few months, moving around the city when possible. There were three other children and two adults in the vehicle. Mayor Mike Duggan says the family reached out for help with housing in November, but no resolution was reached. The mayor says it's a terrible day in Detroit. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The FBI says it's discovered 2,400 records related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy as federal agencies work to comply with President Trump's executive order to release thousands of classified files. The FBI said Tuesday it's working to transfer the documents to the National Archives and Records Administration. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.